Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
The final week of the regular season has arrived. Talking Maryville Spoofhound football here on KXCV KLRNW with head coach Matt Webb. Also joined by wide receiver and linebacker Delton Davis. Guys, appreciate you coming in and chatting with us. Looking forward to a big game tonight against Lafayette. It's a winless Lafayette team, but a lot in line for Maryville when you think about the chance to win a conference title. And coach, from preseason to this point, that's one thing you've been looking forward to, a chance to win an MEC, and it's on the table tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you set those goals out, and obviously when we start the conference race with, you know, two, you know, kind of difficult, you know, teams here towards the end that are finishing in the top four with Chillicothe and St. Pius, and you go 1-1, you think, okay, for us to have a chance on this, we're going to need some help throughout the MEC play, and we need to win out in MEC games. And it's exciting, you know, tonight to be able to think about, you know, those goals coming. You know, and the things we talk about, you know, going 1-0 and our guys really executing and doing our best to finish the regular season on a, you know, taking care of ourselves and then seeing where it can come out tonight and we win and we get a chance to be an MEC champ.
Delton, if you look at it from the perspective of one loss in the MEC to this point, you'd love to just run the table and be undefeated and just kind of have everything in the bag. But it's a chance to be pretty sweet whenever you think about, boy, that was a tough loss to Pius. You bounce back and you still beat Chillicothe and Savannah, and you can still go through and get a piece of it. Makes it pretty sweet from that regard of, like, we can battle our way back and still finish strong heading into the postseason, doesn't it?
Yeah, and especially our district this year, it's pretty tough. You know, Chillicothe is a solid team, Pius is a solid team, and Savannah is a solid team. So I think coming down to districts, those games are going to be really fun because everybody wants it really bad. So I'm really excited to get there.
So you mentioned it as districts, basically just flipping over from your conference schedule, right into districts, the same thing. As a player, do you like the fact that you're going against teams that we know what to do, we knew tendencies, but they also know us? Would you like to see someone completely different? How's that from the player's point of view?
I actually enjoy it because, I mean, especially after that loss to Pius, like, I want to beat them, like, really bad now. Like, I know it's always, like, hard, especially when you have that type of competition, but I think the drive to just want to beat them is just even better, especially in, like, coming down to districts.
And there have been some big games and some tight games against Pius these last three seasons and could be on the table as we get set to go into the playoffs after this particular week of high school football. Coach Webb, I know it's awfully complicated, but district scenarios, what are we looking at? How do things project beyond this week?
Well, there's a lot that go into the way Misha figures out, you know, the point system. And, you know, sitting here tonight, you know, going into week nine, Savannah is the first place team in the district. St. Pius is the second place team, and we're third through eight games. And then Savannah and St. Pius play tonight. So that's going to have some direct correlation on exactly not only this conference race, but as well as district points, district seating. And there's a lot of scenarios that can happen, and that there's an automatic switch factor in there. So the way things finish, if we were to you know, win tonight and then take care of our business and do, you know, what we need to do, then we could possibly be a number, have the second place finish in districts. But at the same time, with the head-to-head win over Savannah, we would then, it starts from the top down with a what they call a head-to-head flip factor. So we would end up with the one seed, and Savannah would be the two, and then Pius could possibly be the three, or Pius could be the four, because depending on where Chillicothe finishes, with Chillicothe's win over St. Pius, they could actually flip the 4-3 seed, which makes a difference in who the, you know, one seed gets to play in the second round and then the district championship. So, yeah, it's a whole mathematical equation. One thing Coach Webb was never very good at was math in my academic career. So without having to bother our math teachers this week and figure it out, I just – been telling the team, let's just go take care of ourselves and Saturday. May not even know until Saturday afternoon, because there's some Saturday games on strength of schedule that kind of reflect strength of schedule points and stuff. So after this weekend, we'll find out where we're at with districts.
Well, the easy math is add up a lot of sevens tonight, and that will lead to a win over Lafayette. How do you gear up the team knowing that this has been a struggle for Lafayette this year, but you still have to come out and bring your A game?
Yeah, I think we've had a good week of practice. It's been different with the high school schedule this week with parent-teacher conferences, and we've had some late-night practices, and it's been fun. We talked about going out and take care of ourselves and playing clean, do the things to win process football. Lafayette's very talented in their spread attack. They've got good athletes, and when you get those guys in space, defensively we need to tackle well and play good coverage, rush the quarterback, some of those fundamentals. Offensively, I think it's important for us to continue to execute, and you don't want to get sloppy, and at this time of year going into the playoffs you want to be playing your best ball. And so we need to be efficient on offense and run the ball when it's there and throw and catch. And talking with Delton today, I know it's been a blessing watching him catch six balls last week, and a really athletic, acrobatic one that that first drive of the game. That was me, really, that kind of taught Del those skills.
You got good hands like that. Yeah.
Very much so. It's the leaping ability. being 48 and still being able to dunk a basketball is something I'm very proud of. So, but he's made a huge impact both on offense and defense. And just watching him, mature athletically through his high school career has been awesome. So we're going to need a lot of that tonight.
Great lead-in. We need to get you in the Bearcat Bash celebrity game next year. We'll address that later on with your dunking skills.
But if they ever lower the rim, let me know. I'm in a little bit. If we're still playing on a 10-foot rim, I don't know. But
we'll see. We'll see. But I'm glad you brought that up, because that circus catch, that first drive, an impressive one. You kind of go up with a defender. You tip it up in the air, somehow bring that in as you're falling to the ground. Dealt an impressive catch. Where does that rank on the list of catches that you made throughout your career? Is that number one?
Oh yeah, it's definitely up there. My catch last year against Lean College Prep, probably just my favorite too. But I don't know. I got to give credit to Derek too. He said when he threw it, he stepped in a hole. So that's the reason he didn't lead me. But I'm not too sure about that. But I don't know.
Your quarterback just trying to give you the chance to make a great play like that, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of that's just focus and obviously great hands and sticking with the football, but is it something that you can actually practice and learn and be able to be ready for that situation, or is it just kind of the instincts take over?
Yeah, it's more of like instincts. Coach McKee just teaches us, we do a lot of like high point drill, so if the ball's in the air and it's between you and the defender, you need to get up and either bat out of the way so you can prevent an interception, or just be able to go up and get it. And so yeah.
Well, and we've seen you make some of those plays. We've seen Wyatt Garner make some big plays this year. Drew Burns, Caden Steckline. Do you try to one-up each other every game? One player makes one, like, all right, I want that next chance to go out and get one of those.
We don't really talk about it, but you can tell it's kind of there. And we all just – we're a really powerful offense and got a lot of weapons, like you said. And it's just nice because you're competing with your friends and you're always wanting to better each other, and so that's kind of driving us to just make plays after plays. And Coach G always tells us that, like, we're the playmakers of the group, so if there's plays there, they need to be made.
And I'd say, Dell's being very modest, and what we've been able to do with when Derek was here interviewing, we talked about the cohesiveness of it within that group, and you can, as a coach on the sideline, just watch, when Derek – It's different than years past. When our quarterback, kind of breaks the pocket or the protection breaks down, and it's kind of like a scramble drill. And it's not something that – I mean, we work a scramble drill, but there's just some cohesiveness there that these guys have thrown the ball over the summer. They do it in practice. And like you mentioned, the other names, Derek will find you open to get open. And there's some connection there that's fun to watch as a coach. It's just these guys just really going out and – the play may break down from a plan standpoint, but that after the fact, or whether you call it showtime, or I've been around coach call it jazz session, it's kind of like pick up basketball and find somebody open and hit him.
It's kind of fun because you'll see Derek get outside the pocket. He's pointing down the field like, there's three receivers. Which one is? You guys are always kind of staying on the same wavelength there. So I don't know if you're an NFL guy, a college football guy. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite receiver or someone you kind of like to look at the highlights and say, I can make that play?
A favorite receiver? I really like DK Metcalf just because, he's so solid. And, from a physical standpoint, you'll see guys come and like blindside him, and he just stays up and like he'll hit them to the ground.
You know, along with DK's, he's built like that. He could probably also play linebacker, like yourself
too. He's pretty
too.
Big. Debo Samuel, he brings a lot of energy, which I think is like really great, and he's just a really solid athlete. Yeah, those two guys are probably two of the receivers that I just look at the most.
Coach, who were you watching growing up?
Oh, man.
Of course, through the era of the Jerry Rice days.
It was. And you know, I wouldn't say necessarily, like you mentioned, I was always impressed with Joe Montana, Jerry Rice connection, those type connections. You know, I remember as a kid growing up local here, I'd be more of a Kansas City Chiefs fans with Barry Word and Christian Okoye, those running back type things. And really what's interesting, growing, you know, when you get into coaching for the last over 20 years, people ask you about NFL, and I do like watching the Chiefs. I think Patrick Mahomes is special in what he's brought to, you know, the game of football in general. But I don't really watch a lot of NFL games. If I get a Sunday off, I'd rather go fishing or do stuff with my kids as they grow up or stuff like that. So people always ask if I'm in my fantasy league, and I've never gotten into that because I don't know enough about it. But I enjoy those guys, and I enjoy the, obviously playoff football and good defenses, of course. So it's fun to watch those guys.
You know, a lot of those receivers that we watch nowadays too, kind of divas and don't want the contact as much. You've got your receiver playing linebacker and playing at a high level too. That has to be kind of fun to watch.
It is. And you know, one of the things that, you know, we'll talk about Delton and some other guys on our team is being a multi-sport athlete. And, you know, at outside linebacker, you know, the position Dell's playing, it's a lot of athleticism between what he does on one side and Cooper Lowe does on the other side. And, you know, for him, again, really kind of watching him get better as the year goes on at linebacker has also been enjoyable in his reads and keys, and watching Coach Volstead work with those guys and you know, executing a defensive game plan. And you can see a lot of the basketball skills that you're talking about going and, you know, setting a pick and then that's being physical or running a basketball offense when he's a defensive player is finding the right fit to shoot a gap or things like that. And so you can kind of correlate a lot of different sports into football and different positions. But yeah, Dell's made an impact on defense as well.
Now there's more to playing receiver than just speed, but Delton, before we let you go, I got to know, who is the fastest player on the team?
Boy, he's setting you up today, Dell.
I don't know. It's definitely between probably me, Wyatt, and Drew, but we haven't really tested that. We kind of just leave it to
I can tell you this, on the football field, they're all three fast. And you add in, like I said, our running backs, and when Cooper Lowe gets downhill, we have been really fortunate to get our guys in space and watch that speed. That's something that's very different this year than we've had in the past.
And not always easy to be that fast and that quick with pads on, but you guys have done it each and every week. It's been fun to watch. Maryville High School football tonight at 7 o'clock. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Head coach Matt Webb, joined by wide receiver and linebacker Delton Davis. You can catch that football game against Lafayette tonight on KXEV Maryville, KLRN W Chillicothe, with pregame starting at 6:30.